أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولسليمان الريح وغدوها شهر ورواحها شهر وأسلنا له عين القطر ومن الجن من يعمل بين يديه بإذن ربه ومن يزغ منهم عن أمرنا نذقه من عذاب السعير صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favors upon him. Here in this ayat and the ayats that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, the son of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also granted him very many favors. Amongst those favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of some. وَلِي سُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوبُهَا الشَّهَرْ وَرَوَاحُهَا الشَّهَرْ. And we subjugated the wind for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. The morning journey, he covered the journey of 1 month. And in the evening's journey, he covered the journey of 1 month. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala subjugated the wind to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had this huge carpet on which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would travel. And one morning's journey, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would cover the journey that would normally take 1 month. And then in the evening, he would travel again, and that will be another month's journey. So in one day, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would travel the journey of up to 2 months, obviously of those days, and this was a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hasan Basri rahimahumullah has mentioned that in the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, that on one occasion Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had called for his own personal horses that he used to use in jihad fi sabilillah. He called for them so that he may inspect them and he may check them. Now to inspect the horses of jihad, to look after the horses of jihad, and to feed them, and in everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a great deal of reward. Whatever it eats, whatever it drinks, and then its dung and its urine, all of it will be placed on the pans on the day of Qiyamah, on the scale on the day of Qiyamah, as good deeds for the owner, and that will be a means of reward for such a person. So hence Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam took very special care to look after these horses. And it was the time of Asr Salat, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam began to inspect them, and he got engrossed in the inspection. The result was that the sun began to set, and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had not yet performed his Asr Salat. Now this was his own personal horses, and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali writes that in his time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made permissible the slaughtering of horses, like how in our ummah slaughtering of cows and sheep etc. was permissible, and hence Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam slaughtered these horses because it was a means, although a means of jihad. But it came between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these horses were used to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These horses were used to travel from one place to another. And because he slaughtered it, because it had come between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam this great favor, this great ni'mat and gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطَرِ. The second very great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, that we made a fountain or a stream of molten copper that became liquid, and it would flow for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Something that is found below the ground, something that is hard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it in the liquid form, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it on the surface for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And this was found in Yemen, and it comes in a narration that this stream had flowed for a distance of 3 miles. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would take it, utilize it for whatever, insofar as utensils were concerned, whatever he desired to manufacture out of it, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would manufacture it. Such were the ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted upon him. The third ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had subjugated the jinnat, that these jinnat would work in front of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam by the permission and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam required, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the jinnat subservient to him, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would instruct them and they will fulfill the command of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. They would work in front of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala adds this, that they worked under the supervision of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama have written that this is a very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants from his side. There was no form of any kind of amaliyat that he had to make some dhikr or something, that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had got this. This was purely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, to the extent that it comes in certain narrations that some of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were given this great ni'mat and gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the names of those sahaba that have come, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these sahaba, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had subjugated the jinnat to them, and this jinnat used to accomplish whatever task these sahaba were given without asking for it from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without reading any wazifas or doing anything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted it purely from his side. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ عَنْ أَمْرِنَا نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. That from amongst these jinnat, whoever swerved, whoever turned away, swayed from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Then we have prepared for him a very, the blazing chastisement, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam that blazes. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very briefly enumerates some of the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the example of those servants of Allah who are munib, those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that turn excessively and abundantly towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.